The Great Depression, one of the most remembered but misunderstood times in U.S. history. A lot of people around our age don't really understand the life that people during the Great Depression had to live.
The average American family lived by the Depression motto,
use it up, wear it out, make or do without it. When times were tough, like they were in the Great Depression, one of the ways people would respond is by taking pictures of it.
In the Great Depression, photographers took photos of some of the hardest circumstances. They did this to document them so that people in future years would know and understand not to make the same mistakes again. During the Great Depression, people didn't have money, so they couldn't buy goods, which led to the producers not making many goods, which then led to the layoff of workers. And the cycle just kept on going and going and going.
This was super hard on pretty much everyone. People who were unemployed would eat at soup kitchens because they didn't have money to go pay for food.
And people who couldn't afford homes, they had to live in shanty towns called Hoovervilles. Or others that couldn't even live in Hoovervilles lived in their cars or under bed sheets.
Photographers wanted to document these horrific scenes to help people understand what was actually happening. The camera at the time was the Kodak box camera, used to take pictures of Hoovervilles, suffering women and children, the dust storm, and many more hard times. Photographers were known for capturing moments of hope and joy among poor migrants, but one of the most iconic moments captured during the 1930s was a suffering family called the Migrant Mother. Dorothea Lange was the person who took this popular picture.
In the photo, it shows a mother with her three young children, and it shows her looking very depressed
and like kind of dirty because she probably hasn't showered in a while.
Yeah. And like you can tell that there's like dirt in her kids' hair, and that they're kind of, they've been outdoors a lot and
very tired like.
Yeah.
Her children are like sad and tired, I believe.
Yeah. And it kind of like shows that probably her husband was laid off or doesn't have a job, or maybe her husband was like even dead, so she couldn't provide for herself and she had to take care of these three children
by herself
or without much help. As said before, a ton of people lost their jobs in the Great Depression, so they obviously couldn't get income and they couldn't pay for a lot of necessities, and a big one of those necessities that is very needed is food. So the unemployed were served at soup kitchens with churches and charities set up. These kitchens served breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and each kitchen served up to 3,000 people a day.
And in this picture, it's of a soup kitchen with a whole line of people, basically all men.
Yeah, because men were really the ones that had jobs back then, so they were laid off. But the big cool thing about this picture is that it's Al Capone's soup kitchen, which is kind of ironic since he's known as like the biggest and baddest gangster like ever. And he has a soup kitchen. But he decided that he didn't really want the bad guy name anymore. So he decided to open a soup kitchen and feed those who didn't have money. So
it's very successful too.
Yeah, it was. He served a lot of people. And one of the reasons why it was soup kitchens instead of like casseroles or something like that was because soup was really easy to serve and could make like a lot of portions. You just add water to it and it expands like to five more meals.
The Dust Bowl was a series of severe dust storms that greatly destroyed the ecology and agriculture of the American and Canadian prairies during the 1930s. There is a picture taken by Arthur Rothson during the Dust Bowl that shows the horror of the Dust Bowl. And in this picture, there's like a father and his two little kids running away from this
massive like dust cloud. And in the picture, you can like see that they've already been hit with the dust storm because of like how high the dirt and like the dust is already like that they're running on.
And the hut is like the dust is like completely like
covering.
Covered it.
It goes up like halfway to the door, and the fence post, like you can barely even see the fence post because of how high the sand and the dust and dirt that was blown. And that's kind of how it was all along, like where the dust storm happened. It was so bad that it just like kept on like growing, like getting bigger.
Like it would go on forever, and these like families would have to like
run away from all their homes, and like everything was covered.
So photographers during the Great Depression took pictures to document the hard times. Because of this, people in the future, like our generation right now, know what not to do, and if it does happen again, like how to fix it, and or like if all the things that affected us around the world today.
Yeah, and I think it also shows how important photography is and how it can document every little thing that we can do. 'Cause a lot of like people now, like, I mean, not a lot, everybody now takes pictures of everything, like
everything,
their food, like literally their food. They take pictures of their food. Like that is the fun, like funniest thing to me is like our posterity is literally going to look at our like picture albums and it's going to be like, here's my breakfast on this day. Like that's what it is. And so these kind of like document what actually happened. And like Tori said, it allows us to understand what people went through so we don't have to go through that. So we don't have to make the same mistakes that they made.
And like how much like we've changed since then, like how photography has grown bigger and like nicer equipment and like fancier things and how much it's made an impact on the world today.
Mm-hmm. And that is how some people respond to the hardest times. Thanks for listening.
See you guys.